Hello friends, this study is going to be on following God. Something that I guess every Christian does or should do is to follow God in their lives. Because as we follow Him, we are giving our lives totally over to Him. In obedience, in doing His will upon the earth. And that's what Jesus did. That was His life. He obeyed God unto death. And if you remember in the Lord's Prayer, basically Jesus prayed that God's will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. And we as Christians, as the church, as followers of Christ, are God's mouths, hands, and feet here on the earth to do His will. So basically that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to be starting off in Psalm 119. And we're going to be starting in verse 1. We're going to read through 16. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with their heart, with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. You have ordained your precepts, that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed. When I look upon all your commandments, I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I shall keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. So first we want to look at, as we follow God's way, basically, we're obviously walking in righteousness. You know, Paul wrote that there is no law against love, against kindness, against mercy. You know, when we walk in Christ, that's what we do. That's the fruit of our walk. You know, we're showing loving kindness. We're showing mercy. You know, we're not judging people. Because, you know, we're all the same. You know, God made us all human. So we can't judge them. Or anyone, for that matter. I mean, it's God, you know, up to God to judge, but I'm getting off the point. But, still, yeah, as we follow God, we know for sure that we are walking uprightly. You know, so there's no... there's no thought of, you know, being ashamed. Some people in this world will try to make us feel ashamed for following God. And that's just persecution, basically. That's just the suffering that we're meant to go through as we follow Christ. If Christ suffered, if they came against Christ, surely people are going to come against us for following Him. But that's when we stand up, and that's when our character basically is tested. Are we going to continue to follow him through all the persecution, all the mumblings, all the mockers and scoffers? Are we going to continue to follow him, or are we going to turn around and just give up? You know, we can't be ashamed to follow Christ. If we're ashamed, then he's going to be ashamed of us. And I don't want to be there at the judgment, you know, and Christ, my God, is ashamed of me. So we're meant to stand up in this world to follow him through everything. And it's comforting because God gave us directions. You know, that's all we have to do is just follow them. That's all we have to do is just obey them. He's given us the way. That's all we have to do is walk in it. And that's our peace. You know, that's comfort. And that's how we stay pure. That's how, if we ever feel lost, if we ever feel unsure, that's when we turn to God and just follow the simple things. But don't let your mind get you off track in doing your own things. Lay everything down at the feet of Christ. All of your plans, all of your intentions, lay them down to him. You know, let him, if you're meant to do those things, let him guide you in them. You trust in him. And another thing here, as we were reading, with all my heart, that's in verse 10, with all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, I know our body is hard to deal with. You know, we have lusts, we have bad habits that we struggle with every day. You know, and it's a test of our will. And it's also a test to see if how quickly we can lay aside those things and keep getting up and following Christ. But that's not what I want to focus on here. It's just, I just want to point out, he says in verse 10, it's like the second part of verse 10, do not let me wander from your commandments. That's giving God control of our lives. You know, and trusting him that he works in us. He works in our desires. If we give him our lives, if we give him our heart, he will work in our desires. He will cause us to want to follow him. So we can trust in that. You know, you may say sometimes, oh gosh, I gotta get up. I gotta remember to read the Bible. I gotta remember to pray. Just relax. Just relax. Throw off that condemnation that the enemy throws at us and that even our own old minds throw at us. Throw it off. And rest in Christ. Lift up your voice to him. Start praising him. And just follow. Okay, just don't be condemned. Just get up and follow Christ. And here in verse 15, I just want to point out that as we go through God's words, you know, as we think about them, basically, you know, basically that's just what I want to say is, you know, meditating. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. Meditating is not just some New Age thing. You know, meditating is just thinking deeply about something, anything, basically. We meditate on God's Word. Things open up, you know, in that way when we focus on what he's trying to say to us. You know, in those moments, God speaks to us, in those quiet moments. When we're alone, when we seek him, you know, when we're letting go of the world, and we're one-on-one with our God, he speaks to us. That's a promise. He will be there. He will guide us. We can trust in that. That's all we have to do is just trust and let go in that. And just receive his peace and receive his comfort. God wants us to know him. That's all we need is just the faith to step in that direction and hold out our hands to him. He will grab us. and he would draw us near. All right. We're going to move on to Matthew 19. And we want to read verses 16 through 20. Okay. 16 through 20. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good things shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to them, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Then he said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now, before we read any further, if you read the Gospels, you'll notice Jesus goes deeper in these commandments. You know, he really shows the depravity in our hearts concerning the commandments. Here, like in the first one, "You shall not commit murder." He says, if we hate our brother, that's murder. You know, we've committed murder in our hearts. You know, how tough is that? How many times have we gone, you know, and just lingered in anger towards someone? What borderline is that toward murder? Some of us may have stepped over the line. I know I have. You know, please God, forgive me. And the next one, "You shall not commit adultery." Ugh. You know, I can't even begin to tell you about the lust. You know, even if we look upon someone with want, we're committing that sin. We're committing adultery. So when he's telling this person this, Jesus is thinking a lot deeper here than what this person thinks he's doing. But let's read on. Let's pick up in verse 20. The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And there lies his heart. That's where his heart was on his property. And what was the other commandment? "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and your strength." Jesus didn't even go there. He knew where to hit that young man. It was through his stuff. So in following God, in following Christ, we have to make sure that nothing in this world is holding us. And if it is, like I said, even though our conscience comes against us in these moments, it's okay. We're learning. You know, it's just a learning experience here. It's practicing righteousness. Okay? Once you realize what you're doing, repent of it. Just repent of it. And tell God that you desire, you want to give up these things. It's hard for you. Just be honest. Some things are hard for us to give up. And God will work in our hearts to help us. We all have to remember that He loves us. He wants to be with us. If we want to be with Him. Okay? So we have to abide in Him. So we have to constantly be on the watch of things that are in us that may draw us away from Him. You know, and just come to Him and be honest, like I said. And Jesus, I'm picking up in verse 23. And Jesus said to His disciples, "Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, "Then who can be saved?" Now, just a little background thing. This just reveals where their thinking was in that time. Rich people were very powerful. They were the shakers and movers, basically. They still are, you know, but people had high regard, you know, of them. They had high stature. I guess most of these people that were rich were looked upon as very pious, you know, and righteous. And Jesus was letting them know, you know, they have the world's possessions, you know, and they're holding on to them for dear life. And they can't have both. They can't have both the kingdom of heaven and the world. They have to let something go. And a lot of them, well, as we, you know, we can attest in our lives, even though some of us may not be rich, but we do have certain possessions, you know, that it's hard to let go of. So just imagine if you just had a lot of something, you know, and just money to spend on whatever you wanted. How hard is that? To let go of that. To let go of the comfort and the luxury in this world. To give that up. When his disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, "Then who can be saved?" And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." And that just brings us back to what God desires for us. If we're willing, you know, even a little bit, to say, "God, I want to give this up for you. But right now I can't. I'm struggling with this. I want to be pure. I want to make you happy. I want to please you, Father. But I need help in giving this up. I'm liking this way too much. And I know that I need to give this up to serve you. Please help me." So there, just by being honest, God will reach down, grab us, and work with us. Alright. We'll pick this back up in our next lesson. You be blessed today.